Yes, Ricky Nixon has a very violent history in Denver. He was the initial officer who racially profiled me over allegations of an illegal left turn, which later proved to be false. He killed a teenager over a stolen vehicle, and he assaulted five women in front of Denver Diner. And these are just cases we know of. His possible reinstatement, mind you, this has been going on over 7 years, and this highlights an extreme flaw in developing public trust, health, and safety in our communities. It is by design that our discipline matrix allows officers who are part of a union or deputies who are part of a union numerous opportunities to appeal direct discipline handed down from their superiors. Not to mention that he was never prosecuted or indicted for any of the crimes he's committed against our communities. The discipline process in itself allows for uniformed personnel to appeal with no limitations. And when I first saw that he was potentially able to be reinstated, it made me sick. I was numb. I was angry. And then I was fearful for the rest of my community. I thought that, well, maybe he would seek vengeance on me as a District 6 officer if he ever pulled me over again. He tried to seek civil representation, saying that he's been discriminated against as a white individual in the police force. These are charges we know to be bogus. Hasn't been able to find a civil firm to take his case. Part of the issue with this is if he is reinstated, that's going to be dangerous for us as community. That's going to put people at risk. He's killed people before. He's beaten people to near death before. And he will do it again. And if he is reinstated, we as taxpayers will be responsible for paying him 7.5 years of back pay while he's been on administrative leave. So we need to focus on how we are going to revise or do away with the discipline matrix with a model that actually provides community safety. And I personally called Earl Peterson yesterday and asked him what's going on. Why did Judge Kaufman decide that this finding of termination was unlawful? And Earl Peterson's the executive director of the Civil Service Commission. He said he was going to review it. It would take a couple of weeks, but to circle back around to him, not this Friday, but next Friday, and see where the findings lead. All of the sessions that'll happen in the Civil Service Commission, it was reprimanded back to the Civil Service Commission for review on their findings. These are going to be happening in executive sessions, so they're not open to the community. However, Cliff Notes will eventually be available that we can follow. And I plan to follow up with Earl with a phone call in the following weeks. He is currently not reinstated, but he is close. He is this close to being reinstated as a Denver District 6 officer. And we as the community should feel obligated to ensure people like Ricky Nixon are not back on the force.
Why executive session?
That's a great question. I think a lot of it is, again, an obstacle and a barrier to the community to really have a participatory role in how these meetings unfold, to allow their input, which is flawed in itself and intentional. But we as communities should have a say on who is policing our communities. That is not something that should be left up to the manager of safety, the chief of police, the Civil Service Commission, commissioners, hearing officers, federal and district judges, and an independent monitor. We are the ones day in and day out who have no immunity to the criminal justice system or the police, who roll around with biases, ideologies, stereotypes, and profiles, and then act on them when policing our communities. So if you ask me, I think it's incredibly problematic that these are happening in executive session and we are not having our voices heard at the table.